Okay, here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hearts and Stars podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Babica, CEO of the Little Lighthouse Foundation, with my partner in giving, aww, Missy Babica. How sweet is that?
That's super
and
sweet.
We're trying to figure out how to categorize these stitches. And, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot that you do. Thank you for taking the time. Of course, you know, midday, 103.5 The Beat.
Yes, sir.
iHeartRadio, but what else? I mean, author,
yes, sir.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a talent. I love hip hop. Yes. I love singing. I love music.
And you rap too, lyricist.
Right? I mean,
might have to do something. Okay, too soon.
Well, maybe I might be a little battle. People, stay tuned. But honestly, you know, I was talking to Missy. I was talking to the Little Lighthouse Foundation team, and I was like, "Well, we'll get into it." But I feel like some artists like yourself, mm-hmm, like even though like people tune into you and you have your support system and fan base, of course, like I just think of you as like a shooting star.
Oh, God bless you.
And I just feel like, you know, like the world should just like hear you.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I love hip hop and I can recognize talent and I can recognize the flow.
Right.
Your flow is just like so on point, you know?
I appreciate that. Yeah. I sure do. Thank you. Thank you, God's grace. I appreciate that.
And God grace you the vocal cords too. Yeah. And it's like, it just, wait, is it a Canadian thing?
Haitian Canadian thing. Right? I don't know.
Drake, the vocals and the rapper, right?
Maybe. That's true. But thank you.
So, Hearts and Stars podcasts, we want to make sure that we're giving access.
Yes.
To young students, especially the ones that the Little Lighthouse Foundation serves.
Right.
But, you know, it's interesting because, like, you know, we want to follow your pathway.
Sure.
So that we can kind of understand how you got to where you did.
Sure.
You know, like the passion of music and how you're able to kind of transition that into a professional, you know, like a career.
Right.
Right.
Sure. Right. But originally born, like you said, in Ottawa, Canada. Came down here with my family because it was too cold up there. They pretty much just said it was too cold. So came down here.
It's a good decision.
Good morning. And my sister was one of those, what you would call, you'll know this terminology, a hip-hop head.
Yes.
So meaning everything hip-hop she was entrenched in. And me being the little sister, I would just, you know, follow her and watch her. And then one day, I think I shared this story with you before. One day, she wanted to see if I could do it. And I would just be listening. It's just sounds of music that I would love to listen to. It didn't matter the genre because my dad would listen to compa. I'd love classic, and I would go to sleep listening to classical music. So sometimes I would hear a song or a beat on the radio or a mixtape that my sister had, and I would write like my own. I would rewrite the lyrics and try to write the lyrics that the artist had and repeat it, but have my own flow. Mm-hmm. So eventually, my sister said one day, let me see you write. Let me see if you could write. I was like 8 or something. So I went into the patio, and she's like, she gave me some time. And I think I took like maybe 20 minutes. And I said, hey, I'm done. And she's like, I wrote about Rugrats, my 8, like some crazy stuff, kid stuff.
Yeah.
But she was like, she was the first one that really caught it. And from that point on, I would be performing with like grown men in clubs. They would call me like their secret weapon, the pit bull. So they would bring me in, and then I just, and that was like my thing at that time.
Oh,
and that's how I got the name Stitches, because a DJ in New York, I was super young. I didn't look like I could rap.
Yeah.
So my sister was like, hey, my sister knows how to rap. And he's like, yeah, right. And I looked at her, I said, you want me to go? She's like, go. So I'm like, da, 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 da. And he's like, yo, son, she just gave me stitches, son. She gave me stitches. So every time I get on the mic, I try to give people stitches. Her name is Lace, and made sense.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You had to keep that name.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
You know, you got me thinking because one of the other ways that we had collaborated because of you, of course, and it makes me just feel like you're paying it forward because you're giving teens an opportunity, you know, the talent showcase that I was a judge on.
Express yourself, Tino, for Mike. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that.
So I want to jump into because I know you have, like, incredible community initiatives that you're doing. whether it be, you know, giving teens this exposure mm-hmm. and opportunity, right?
Sure.
And I saw some, I heard some great talent. Yeah. We actually had one of the young poets perform at our birthday of service a couple years ago at Motivational mm-hmm. Edge.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know, just, you know, back to your artistry a little bit, too, because mm-hmm. Missy is a singer.
Missy!
Listen, I was a singer in a past life.
Miss MB.
But you know what?
If there's a microphone, I'll steal it.
Exactly. Good morning.
Well, nope. But there's a microphone.
You know what? Right there. You may have noticed a donator dare wheel over there.
Oh, we're Missy in trouble here.
Okay.
Missy, just a little bit. It's all for you, but we'll see.
No, we'll reserve some time for that. I'm here for it.
I was talking to her and I said, you know, Miss, you do have a beautiful voice, mm-hmm. but. You know, one of the things I want to ask Stitches is, like, you know.
What I wanted to ask?
What I wanted to ask.
Oh, like, okay.
How does, like, Stitches, like, how are you able to kind of, like, and it's from, like, the you know, you're the secret weapon, you said, you know. But how did you kind of, like, how do you take advantage of, like, taking it to the next step in terms of your talent, in terms of like singing and rap and your artistry?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, because, and that's a great question, because at that time, none of the labels and none of the executives knew where to place me, because I loved rock, I loved hip hop, I loved classical, and I would rap in Creole, English, and French. Mm-hmm. So they were all like, we don't know what genre to put you in. Mm-hmm. So it just got to a point where my sister and I was like, you know what, we're just going to create our thing, which was Stitch Sophrenic Music. So, which is me basically stitching together the sounds that I love and then creating my own sound.
That's amazing.
So I just,
you know,
it.
I just watched some footage of you. Yeah. Has anyone ever told you when you sing that you sound like Tina Turner?
Ah! Tina was one. That's so funny.
I'm serious.
Tina was one of my inspirations, actually.
Yeah. I'm so vocally happy Missy hit
because
it on
the
head.
Thank you. Good job.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Good job, Miss. Wow.
It was the first thing she said.
Because she sounds like Tina Turner
voice,
when you sing, yeah.
She owned it. When I was a kid, I'm like, man, she sounds different, but she owned it.
Yeah. Right.
And no, when you heard Tina, it was like, oh, that's Tina. There's no confusing who that voice is, and she took ownership. She wasn't scared of it.
Absolutely.
Well, of course, growing up, she had to, you know, mold into who she was, but she owned it, and that's what it was just like, bump it. Even with DMX, with the way that he sounded and he came across, like, it was just him. It is what it is. You take it, you don't. If you don't, it's all right. Somebody else will.
No, it's cool.
So,
and then your rap, like, when you go into your freestyle, it's a whole different sound, so...
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Good
eye on you, Miss. Good eye.
On a tangent, I could go on about DMX for like a while. The more I listen to him, and I've always listened to him, he's very like it's poetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's how I started. Poetry and then short stories. Mm-hmm. Short stories, poetry, and then eventually songs.
And so from there, how do you get from like, you know, kind of like this raw, hidden secret of a talent to the footsteps to being like a legitimate midday host?
For me, I really have to credit God. Mm-hmm. I really have to credit him, because I'm even now grateful that I didn't get signed at that age. Mm. Because I said at like 10, I was going to be the first youngest hip hop entertainment lawyer, congresswoman turned. Like, I was going to be all the things. But seeing and understanding the industry.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was intentionally delayed.
It was. It was intentional. I had to develop in my spirit. I had to develop in my relationship with Christ. I had to develop mentally. I had to develop even more as a talent. And I think with the things that I do in the community, all of that, I believe, had to be set up. And then you can go. Because not knowing who you are in this industry, people will tell you what you're not.
Yeah.
And that can, I've seen people literally be destroyed by it because they got lost.
Mm-hmm.
You can vary, no matter how old you are, but at a young age, you're more susceptible to things. But just seeing people from the youngest to the eldest just get lost in the industry. I went to school for music, political science, all the things that I actually loved at the time. So while I was in school, I was still in politics. I was, by God's grace, learning a lot. I was the president for the Florida State Conference NAACP Youth and College. So active in the community.
Where did you go to college?
I went to St. Thomas first, and then I went to FAU. I graduated from FAU.
Great.
So community was always there, but also performing and being in front of crowds was something I was used to since a kid. Mm-hmm. So let me backtrack a little bit. Even in school, I would be the one creating platforms for our student body. So we did Freestyle Fridays. So we made it legit to where we would get a DJ and have students battle. So instead of doing craziness, we would all literally just have fun music and just practicing on your art. And then eventually from there, music and performing I was consistently doing because my sister was with me. I would be going into clubs with her, but I was safe. Mm-hmm. But I will say, what kind of led also to Express Yourself Teen Open Mic, the program that we have now.
Right.
At that time, after my sister, now let's go to college. Uh-huh. I'm in college. At that time, of course, people, it's either you're going to go full throttle on music or you're going to go full throttle on school. But for me, Caribbean background, it's like, no, you're going to school. So we don't care what you're going to do, but you're going to go to school. And I wanted to go to school, to be quite honest with you. So still going to school and still practicing my art, still performing. While I was in school, I was going to performances and going into clubs, but I did see certain things. I was protected, thankfully, and I was around people who didn't try me, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But there were things that I did see that I had no business seeing at that age. Mm-hmm. Which is why we created Express Yourself Teen Open Mic. We just wanted a space for kids to just focus on the art.
Right.
We'll take care of everything else. We'll do our best. We'll take care of everything else, but just perform. We'll bring in the people. You focus on your art. And we'll even do a cash prize to show that you can get paid for your art, but learn the business too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's on that side. So now fast forward, going through school, still performing, hosting open mics, doing all the things, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Staying involved in the industry, but I'm still going to school learning the business because my minor was commercial music.
Fantastic.
Okay, so that's one thing I definitely would encourage students. Do the art, but don't forget the business, the basics, mm-hmm. because that's how a lot of the artists, they can tell now, even through social media, you could read on some of your favorite artists how they got messed up mm-hmm. because they didn't know the business. They didn't get a lawyer to look over the contract. I had friends in high school who got signed and were so talented, guys. They were so talented. They got messed up in a contract, got binded into a contract. Don't do music anymore. Mm. They were on the verge. They were on national television shows performing. Contract was messed up. They don't want to do music.
That's a shame.
Done. Mm-hmm. So that's why I encourage even the parents, if you're to be engaged and involved, because if you're not, somebody is.
Yeah.
And they probably don't have the best intentions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now let's go. Going through school, finished through school. And one day, literally, I'm just like, I'm listening to the radio with my sister. And I'm like, I want to do that. I can do that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's another gateway in music because for me, radio, when I said I want to do that, I'm talking about the radio.
Yeah. Of
so
course.
When I'm listening to the radio, it's like, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention when I was in middle school and high school, while I was with the NAACP and other groups, the adults, how it's so important for our adults, what you guys do, to pay attention to the gifts that the kids had. Mm-hmm. Somebody saw it in me, and they would always put me in front of the microphone. Yeah. Oh, Stitches could host. Oh, she'll host. But I'm like, no, I won't. I'm not gonna this time. But they saw it.
Yeah.
And that was sharpening my gifts. Mm. Mm-hmm. So aside from performing, I was hosting, and that's another stream of income. Mm-hmm. So why it's important for us to pay attention to the gifts that our kids have, because they might not know it yet, but you see it, so sharpen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll appreciate it later. So fast forward, they have some competition for a radio to be the next radio host. I end up being one of the finalists for it. And then my sister and I are like, all right, this can be done. So while I'm in school, taking advantage of school, I wanted to intern for a radio station. Fast forward to it, I do the internship, this is something I always share when I say the story. Am I following everybody? Am I going in good order?
Yeah, you're awesome.
Okay,
I just
want
to say, I really want to meet your sister.
Okay.
What's her name?
Miss Shedley Cassius. She's a scholarship plug. So now she helps students get paid to go to school.
Ooh,
yes. And you girls are close.
Yes, that's my sister.
Oh, man, yeah. I love her.
She's older. I'm not, all right? She's the older sister. Let's get that clear.
Before you begin, I just want to say, yeah. like, I really appreciate kind of, like, these analogies mm-hmm. for, like, you kind of, like, as a secret weapon and, like, sharpening all of your, like, weaponry, if
yeah,
you will.
That's good.
Because,
ooh,
because
good,
you
good.
You what you're telling me, which I'm receiving, is that you have you know, a variety of assets,
right? Oh,
right,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
That you want to not just be kind of like on the, you know, defined by one role,
right?
And again, why it was in your best interest to be patient with everything, because you're like uncovering these.
At the time, I wasn't. At the time, I was like, "What's going on, Lord? What's going on here?
Yeah,
what you done gave this to me? What's there was a time, literally, and I'm being so transparent. I don't think I ever shared this. There was a time where I asked the Lord. I said, "Hey, take this gift from me.
Mm.
If this is not what I'm supposed to do, I would pray that
because
when I was
like
12,
tormenting.
13, 14. Take this because I yeah. wanted to do it so bad, and my yeah. thing was I wanted to change the world.
Mm.
Then I got a little older. I said, okay, maybe I'll change some of the world. Then I kept getting older. I said, okay, let me change the world with what I'm given, how you want mm-hmm. me to change the world. Mm-hmm. So as I kept getting older, I'm like, okay, pero what do you want me to do?
Right.
Because uh-huh. obviously my plan's not your plan.
Because okay? what they say is if you don't use your gift, yes. it'll be taken away
there
from you.
There you go. There you go. So the gift was, I was still in it and entrenched in it. It was just, I'm understanding now, it was just being used for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And different assets were being sharpened for different seasons.
Yeah.
And now I'm understanding for the global sense of it, for the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get to intern.
Right, because you were a finalist.
I was I got the finalist part.
Yeah.
That was the trigger to, like, proceed.
Mm-hmm.
So now I go to, at the time, was Clear Channel.
Ah.
So I'm a sophomore. I'm a sophomore or junior. You can only, as a senior intern, but I was one of those determined kids. Mm-hmm. Like, when I want it, I want to get out my way.
Uh-huh.
So I went to my department chair for communications, Miss Alvarez. Short little lady with silver hair. She was the best. I said, Miss Alvarez, I really want to get this internship. But they said, you have to be a senior. So she's like, I said, can you just write me a letter? So she agreed, sat in her office, and she wrote me a letter saying that I would get credit. Chad, I wasn't getting no credit. So I submitted my application, and they asked me to come and do an interview. So this is what I always share with people, no matter what age you are, mm-hmm. when you're going into something for something, stay focused. Mm-hmm. Because the person that interviewed me, guys, were so nasty
mm-hmm.
for no reason. Mm-hmm. They were just like, just rude.
Mean.
What you mean for? But just really mean. But I was just like, sure. What do you need? Okay. He's like, okay, well, do you want to intern for so-and-so? He's across the hall. I'm like, okay, sure. I go over, and it's Papa Keith.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Really?
It gets better. So at that time, when the red light comes on and you're talking, that's, you want, you're on air. The number one thing you don't want on radio is dead air, because uh-huh. you lose people. Mm-hmm. So we're having a candid conversation like you and I are mm-hmm. talking, and he goes, boop.
Silence. Okay.
So I just keep talking. So after that day, he put me on his show every night that I came to intern, and I was Peaches. So I had like my own segment giving entertainment news and stuff. So that was me. And
wait, you were what?
I was Peaches.
Peaches?
I was Peaches.
I love
one of the
that. Feet,
like, as an intern. So I got through that portion. And now fast forward, I'm right after the Breakfast Club and right before Papa Keith's show.
Wow.
That, you can't make that up.
Uh-uh.
But I do want to show this. There's a middle part.
Yes.
That people don't see.
Okay.
Because there's always a portion in your life that people will see the glory, but they won't see mm-hmm. the grind, the full grind.
Mm-hmm.
So mind you, at that time, and this is why I tend to stress more so than ever now, rest is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, because I was one of those workers that worked to the bone, and it almost cost me my life. It really did. Mm-hmm. I finished my internship. I went to FAU. I stayed connected in radio. I went to their radio station, FAU Al Radio.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So everything I learned as an intern while I was there, I was learning from everybody. So my goal was to be on air, but I was learning from production. I was learning from the promotions, how to set up banners, how to market. I was learning from everybody I could.
Yeah.
So I took all that I learned there and brought it to that radio station, and I became their promotions director. So while I was in school.
Oh, wow. So that's a big accomplishment.
This, mm-hmm. God. So I stayed in connect with something too, networking and staying in connection. Because you can get people's number, but if you don't stay in contact, it's for nothing. Mm-hmm. So while I'm in college, I'm staying connected with Henry Herrera. He was the marketing director then. So I'm emailing, hey, Henry. Hey, Hen, how you doing? Just checking to see how you doing. Happy holidays. How's your family? Mm-hmm. Eventually, he sends me back an email. Hey, Stitch, there's an opening. It's not where you want to be, but apply for it, get back in the building, and work your way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do exactly what he says. I get back in the building. I apply for the board out position where you're dealing with the boards.
Uh-huh.
That's the bottom of the bottom. That's the basics. But my thought, remember, back to when you have a goal, when you have a vision, stick to it. Mm-hmm. My vision, I'm going to get my own show. I need to learn the board anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Do the board out job. Mm-hmm. He hired me. And then they said, hey, we want you to try to do traffic. Hey, I'm going to have my own show. I'm probably going to have to know how to do traffic. Mm-hmm. So I was Becky Barnes. I did the traffic. If you have a traffic problem, let me know.
Becky. Peaches the Becky.
I was Becky. Becky. They said my name was too ethnic. It is. True story.
Okay.
Okay.
That's true. You want the truth, don't you? You want the truth from
me. Wait, Stitches or your?
Bianca.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they said, give me another name. So Becky Barnes was my name. Okay. So I do the
traffic. Okay. So they kept the B.
So I do traffic. And then they create another position for doing web. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to have my own show. I'm probably going to have to do my own content. So let me do the job. Mm-hmm. So I did it. And all of that at the same time, I'm still going to school. I'm still working and hosting overnights. I'm still performing. I'm still doing community, still the president for NAACP Youth in College. So there's a lot of moving parts happening at that time. And then eventually I apply for the promotions position.
Yeah.
So before I leave the board op position, I'm learning from every single talent from the rock station, from the news station, from the hip hop, like whoever was there, I was learning to like 3 o'clock working on my air check. Mm. The goal was to be on air. So you got to get your air check ready, which is pretty much a demo of how you sound on the radio.
Yeah.
So I eventually get the job as a promotions coordinator.
Uh-huh.
So how your gifts can make room for you and you can use it in certain avenues. So while we were doing promotions, we would have microphones and the talent sometimes wouldn't want to speak. I was cool with them. I understood because of my sister how to treat a talent or how a talent should be treated. And that's how I pictured them. They were my talent. I get there first, make sure they're set. Are you guys good? So mm-hmm. make sure they're good. But if they didn't want to talk, I said, you don't want to talk? Like, yeah, go ahead, Stitch. Get on the microphone, baby. So that's how I would start making a name for myself as a promotions coordinator.
Yeah.
They would end up, certain clients would want only me to come back and like hype up the crowd, and I love to do it, so I didn't care, and I was getting paid. So yeah. I was like, okay, practice, because when I get on air, I'm probably gonna have to do this.
Right, right. Like you were becoming a one woman show.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. It was rough though. We're putting up tents by ourselves, and
so like, can I ask you though?
Please,
what you're describing right now sounds exhausting to me.
Honey, from the morning we'd have 6 a.m. events, and then I'd have to then still go back to being the board op from 12 to 4 a.m. So it was.
Is this where the rest component comes in? Okay. Because you're like on this great pathway. You're a sponge soaking up everything, but you're also on the road to exhaustion.
Right. You have to learn how to pocket properly.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like your advice. And how would you feasibly tell people to kind of like rest?
The best way I would say to rest is I think organization comes into play. That's where full managing your time properly, because I was just going. Mm-hmm. Just go. Got it, gotta get it, go. And for a period of time, I understand you have to do that a little bit, but that can't be your life, because that will drag you to the bone. Eventually, I want to be on Y100. So my sister and I developed an idea. Every day, I would... because it was Y100. Mm-hmm. So I would send every day for 100 days, 107, 100.7. Yeah, I would send a reason why I should be on Y100. Attached my air check to it, to the program director every single day. Mm-hmm. Persistent every single day. And funny enough, years later, he said, "Do you remember when you sent me an email every day? And look at you now." I was like, ah, "You remember? I thought you knew me." But Alex here, he was amazing. But eventually, the beat came back. And this is where it gets interesting.
Yes.
And this is where you have to trust, once you do your part, let God do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So guys, mind you, I'm in the background working with everyone, just sponging, working on my air check. One day, I'm still promotions coordinator at this time. One day, I see this gentleman walking around, and I'm like, I don't know this guy. And I know it was the Holy Spirit that told me, go back and say hi. And I'm like, okay. So I go, because I say hi, you know, mm-hmm. Hi, how are you? Good morning, greetings. Mm. So I go back and I say, hey, how you doing?
He's bonjour. Like,
bonjour, bonjour, oui, c'est. Bonjour, comment ça va, là, ben? So, don't get me started.
I know,
I'm sorry. Don't get me riled. Don't do it. So I go back to the office and I say, hi, how you doing? He's like, hey, what's your name? He said, Stitches. He's like, Stitches, I heard of you. I'm like, okay. Who are you? So he said, yeah, well, let's set up a meeting. I said, okay. Y'all, I found out who this individual is. I'm not going to tell you who it is first. I get my music ready, and I get my air check ready. I sit down in the meeting. I let him hear the music first. And he's like, why do you want to do radio? You need to do music. I'm like, okay, great, thanks. Listen to the air check. Mm-hmm. He listens to the air check, and he says, I need you on my station.
Mm.
I'm like, okay. Ask me who this gentleman was.
Who was it?
Thank you for asking, Miss
JB. Thank you, Miss JB.
MB, thank you. The senior vice president for iHeartRadio Urban.
Fantastic. Wow.
The senior vice president. So he was there to relaunch 103.5 The Beat.
Wow. Do you think he was kind of coming a little bit to talk to you? Or
well, I mean, now I know it was set up, but yeah. he knew, I guess, in the building, because later I found out, when the beat came back, the same people that I was learning from were all asked about me.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So when the dominoes are up, the effect will happen. That's mm-hmm. why when you do your part,
yeah,
trust that God will do his. Mm-hmm. And if it's yours, it's going to be yours.
Yeah.
So there were people who were in line for doing this for 10 years and stuff that didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, I ended up getting the midday opportunity right after Angie Martinez, who I love her. But that's why I always stress, like, just do what's in your reach to do and let him do the rest. If it's yours, it's going to be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what anybody says. Doesn't matter the age, the time. It doesn't matter. If it's yours, do your part. Mm-hmm. You can't sit and, like, not do nothing mm-hmm. unless that's the order. But no. But it'll do what you can and mm-hmm. what you're being asked to do.
Unless you're resting.
I'd love to know a little more about your book. I saw like a Instagram clip or something of this, that little girl.
Yes.
And you were saying you are beautiful and so sweet.
Thank you.
When did you write this book?
I wrote this book about 2 years ago. Uh-huh. So since we have Timmy's Great Day that's out now, and then we're working on another one. But it's a kind of like a collection series of Chiebel.
Uh-huh.
And Abby's the first character. And this character really came about after seeing there was this clip. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was a clip of kids who they were doing this experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a white doll and a black doll, and you had different kinds of kids, different colored kids, different kids of different races and colors, mm-hmm. Walking up saying which one they like. And the kids, the black kids, would all say, I don't like that doll. And the doll looked like them.
I remember having this conversation with you even.
Okay.
Or
it was a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they would call the doll that looked like them ugly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is a problem, and it mm-hmm. wouldn't leave me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was something that I had to get done.
Yeah.
So once we released it, and just the characters were very intentional, and just showing our kids that whatever whatever is on you, whatever God created you to be, you're beautiful.
Right.
So from your nose to your eyes to your hair, sugar. But in the same breath, also trying to teach them, no matter where you're from, teaching them another language in Creole and French, how to say those terms.
Yeah.
So now we're doing the audiobook for that, but we have like educational tools for teachers where they can kind of be in the classroom, and we have posters where they could point to the nose and it says cheveux or nose and yeux, and they can kind of learn like that.
Now, was this book kind of like a launch pad to also what you're doing now? Because we were talking about kind of the mentorship program that you have as well. Was that kind of like a natural evolution? And can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think it was a natural evolution to it. It's all under one umbrella with Project Teach, teaching, educating all children for hope.
Mm-hmm.
So literacy is one part. And then we have aquatics, which is swimming and drowning prevention. And then we go into, sometimes we'll do sports, but entertainment is, you know, part of my life, so that's a big part of it as well. So with Teen Open Mic, that's under that, and then with literacy and then different programs, it's all under that umbrella. And then Girls Make Beats, literally just teamed. I met Tiffany years ago, and then she was just telling me about the program. It was like, I'm in, like, say less. And it's teaching, educating girls how to produce, DJ, and engineer, and increasing the female presence within the industry. So, GMB.
Tell us, because you know what I love about it?
Yeah.
And Tiffany, is that she's gone through it.
Yes.
Right? The music industry for a young woman can have its challenges. So tell us a little bit about that, because maybe from some of your hardships we can kind of learn.
For sure. For me, like Tiffany's story, Tiffany Miranda, again, the founder of Girls Make Beats, a nonprofit. We teach girls how to produce, DJ, and engineer. So hers was more so just seeing, as we all know, the male-dominated industry, it's shifting a lot now. But then it was going to the studios, being taken advantage of as far as like being an intern, and people, I guess for a lack of better words, overlooking you. But thankfully, she did have her mom and her sister. And I'm not trying to tell her story, but from what we do know, people just trying to take advantage because she was a young woman. For me, on my side, was more so, I think some of my challenges really were related to people saw the talent and people recognized it. But it was like, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. And it was like, well, when? And then it just got to the point where, well, don't wait. Don't wait on people.
Right.
Don't, you have to create your own. That's where you have to get to the point where you create your own lane. And that's where we went. And not to say that I didn't experience certain things in, or see certain things in studios, for example. And I'll share this so people are aware. There was a time, there was a big competition that we had the opportunity to be a part of. And one of the producers, this is where I say I've been protected. One of the producers came down, had some pull in the industry, and he said that he wanted to choose a certain certain women to work with, certain artists, rather, to work with. And for some reason, guys, I was not able to go. And I was upset. And I was like, dang, why can't I go? I'm not able to go. But three of my friends were.
Right.
I'm thank God that I wasn't able to. Because later I found out this person had them in bikinis, in the hotel, working out. Bit of Hawaii. Nothing related to music. But these are certain things that people in positions, or will claim to have positions, rather, and some who may have positions, will try to put you in a place to do that. And this is why I always say that goes back to the very beginning. You have to know who you are and whose you are before people tell you who you're not. For me, I knew the target. There was always a message for the music. So it's like, I'm not finna, like, no. But I was mad I wasn't able to go there. But then after hearing, I'm like, oh. And then come to find out, some of them don't even want to do music anymore.
Oh, wow.
So it's sad
that
will taint you. The industry can taint you. Mm-hmm. But it's not all bad if you know how to maneuver, I'll say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just an encouragement. Don't take the easy route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know what we mean when we say the easy route. Something to keep in mind, whatever line of work that you're in, you don't have to lose your values or your faith to fit in. Because there are some places, this is for somebody to really receive, there are some places that you're not meant to fit in. Mm-hmm. Because if you fit in, you can't shift it.
Yeah.
Because I literally got that visual. Mm-hmm. If you fit in, you're not shifting anything.
Because you're pigeonholed.
Some places you might be sent to go into to shift it. Shift it for the better. Mm-hmm. So don't pay so much attention to what everybody else is doing. How can I fall in line to what everybody's doing so it can work? Figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And then it will fall in line. But don't follow. What are you supposed to be doing? What is your purpose? What is your journey? Because what I went through, you might not have to go through. Mm-hmm. Some of the roadblocks that I had, you may not go through that. And I had to learn that, especially seeing how in the short time that I was able to, people didn't see that I was grinding for like my college days and they didn't see that part. But certain things are just for you. And what I've learned, the Lord can bump you up if he can skip you if it's yours. And you can't be mad because you don't know what else somebody's been through.
Mm-hmm.
So don't judge it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One, and don't compare. Two, what are you supposed to do? What is your purpose? And what is the plan for you?
Yeah.
Focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And don't lose track of it because comparison will kill.
Amen.
Yeah, that was a lot. Oh. Sorry, gang.
No. I love it. I mean, yeah.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Wow, no, it was felt like great. I said a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
It was great.
Yeah, it's great. And the takeaway that I'm thinking right now is like, you know, sometimes you're not selected for something, but it's not your time.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
If you build it, it will come.
Yes.
That's what I got to.
Y'all giving scriptures over here.
Wow. Wow. Here we go.
When it's not your time, it's not your time.
Yeah.
And there might be something else you need to acquire in that. There might be something else you need to acquire in that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but what are you supposed to be doing at that? Is somebody recording this?
We can go on forever. Because with that said, just one final thing about the rest thing, you know? Sometimes, like, I'm in a state where, like, I'm not really actually feeling very creative. But I've learned that it's actually a cycle thing. So, like, I'm supposed to rest right now. And, you know, because you can't be full throttle all the time. You'll burn out, right? So in that resting time, just to be
refilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, refilled, rejuvenated.
Yes.
Understand that you're going to come back strong. But, like, this is what is necessary.
Necessary. Yeah. Sleep. That whole sleep for the week, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. Like, no sleep? That's dumb.
Sorry. Yeah, that's dumb.
Respectfully.
That's dumb.
I'm sorry.
I'm all about my sleep.
You need sleep. I used to say that as a kid, y'all. Sleep for the week. I sleep when I die.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, right.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You need to sleep. Or else. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You're just time to spin the wheel.
It is time to spin
the
wheel.
Can I spin the wheel?
Yeah.
What do we do? Tell me about the wheel.
So, I mean, you're dressed. You're definitely.
I'm dressed for the wheel.
You are dressed for a little spin.
Do I go to the wheel now?
Please do.
Okay.
Go there.
Go to the wheel. Can they hear me?
Okay.
Just spin it.
Go for it. It's a donate or dare.
A donate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting, am I giving? Am I getting, am I giving? Am I getting, am I giving?
See, the beauty of you spinning, when you donate, it's with your time, talent, or treasure. And I will probably do...
Ooh!
Dare.
What are we doing? It's like right there.
I know. note.
Oh, gosh. Oh. No, you too ready. Oh, what's going on? You too ready, Miss MB. What's going on?
Is this what we discussed?
I don't remember.
What did we discuss? What?
I have so many ideas.
No, you go. You go. I mean, freestyle.
Oh, what? She said, is this what we discussed?
Absolutely. I will go. I'll go one step further. Either a freestyle or something off of the new EP.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What do you prefer?
The EP.
Okay, yeah, let's go. What's the name? What's it entitled?
Puaiti.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And when you say we, do you have collaborating artists or just you?
I never say I for some reason.
It's a team effort. But you are the artist.
I'm the artist on it, but I have producers, Joe Exiani. Pero my good friend, he's going to not be happy with me. Oh my gosh. Did I really do that?
We will circle back.
We will.
We'll edit that part.
Jerry Wonder, who was one of the foundings with Fugees. One of the producers on there.
Fantastic.
Amazing. When I was on the Breakfast Club, I met him and we were in the studio. So it was super cool. I met him when we got the presidential award. He was one of the honorees and then we talked and then flew up to New York. See, connections though. Networking, stayed in contact. Then got there. Boom.
Perfect.
Yes. And then some other producers, Pompano Puff. So, yeah, it's really cool. Musicians, too.
How are you feeling about this? I know, obviously.
Well, I'll do this.
Here we go.
If you start off.
Oh, what do we have to do?
Because you're going to sing and you're going to rap. And then I'll close it.
Okay.
Are we recording this? Sorry. Is this being recorded? Somebody give me a thumbs up. Oh, I'm going to record it. Hold it. Sorry, y'all. I know my mic is peeking. I know he mad.
Wait, you join us to dance?
Better. Okay. Ready? OMG, this is happening. I need help. Who's that? Sorry. Okay, ready?
Vissy, can you give me a hook?
Wait, are you freestyling?
Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three,
your
hut.
Your favorite verse.
Jamba Bika, live and uncut.
Hey.
Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. And to the young youth. You want to get with it? Well, shoot. Okay.
Come on! Come on!
Life. I wonder, will it take me under? I don't know. All right, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen! She said, ooh. Yes, ma'am!
You said camera! Fugees,
you said Fugees. We got Lauryn Hill up in here. Beautiful.
Good morning. Sorry. Hello. Okay. I'm here for all of it. This is why y'all had to be together. Y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all had to be together. And I'm here for it. Okay, what are we doing now?
Now it's your turn.
How fresh is your poetry? Can you give us a little something?
Better, I'm good. Okay. That just riled me up. Okay, ready? Oh, man. All right. Sorry. Mama, you gonna see me on the big screen. You gonna see me doing real big things. And you won't see me with the wrong friend. And I won't get caught up in a wrong name. Yeah, you gon' see me on that big screen. Every order felt disorder, order my steps. Every situation learned it was an open book test. Every time I spent that hope, I was reaching to progress. But I love to see you digress. Love it when you off of it. They love it when they can't exemplify that super confidence. But they think they honor me, anonymy, so just let her think of whatever they please. Think of whatever they say hurt me. Ticket to talk on the clock, so I guess I just gotta keep flowing until my heart stop, drop, roll over, and roll. Don't let them see the fear in you. Don't let them smell the fear in you. Don't let them hear the fear in you. Missy, scared for what? I was raised from the underground. Scared? Are you crazy? I was broken to be built stronger. My motivation is my people, so I guess I am perceived to just be peaceful. But people, give me some peace, please. I bend it for people who wouldn't bend a finger for me. But that doesn't mean I hold it against every new person I meet. I have my share of pain in life, but I learned quick that what I've been through could have been much worse than what I felt like. Oh, JV Missy, if none of them feel me, we about to be somebody motivation, I am sure of it. And for me, that's what makes it all worth it. Ay, Jeep, Wang.
Côté nous parler. Haïti, pays moins, l'il est pour nous lever. Côté politicien, yo caché l'argent, mon. Côté police, nous gagne, yo protège tête, yo. Côté soleil, moins la pluie, nan pays moins. Côté mon, yo, yo lagué tout haïtien, pas encore.
Woo!
Wow.
Just I a have little. Goosebumps. Oh. Oh, I gotta get a hug.
Thank you.
Thank
amazing.
You guys. No, you guys.
Thank
note.
You so much, Stitches.
Oh, thank you.
Stitches, please let the world know where can we find that EP and
yes,
where can we find you, it. You know, with everything that you're doing?
Please, yeah. Thank you. You can follow me, Stitches, at STICHIZ. Tune in iHeartRadio 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you're in Canada, tune in to Sportsnet. And if you're here or anywhere, you can tap into Teen Open Mic every third Thursday of the month. The 21st will be at Born on Purpose Project. All teens 21 and under, come showcase your talent. And also, This Is Our Future with Stitches every Thursday night on Island TV, 9 p.m. We showcase youth and mentors and Girls Make Beats, girlsmakebeats.org. If you know girls between the ages of 7 and 17, we'll teach them how to produce, engineer, and DJ.
Something for everybody. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, stitches.com. So hop on over there.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys. You God bless
so
you.
Much.
Can I applaud you? Yeah. And the whole team, we got some team. Who's in the back there? I don't even know. Who do we have in the back?
We got the Little Lighthouse.
The Little Lighthouse, the whole squad. We got our social media director. We got our program director in the back. So shout out to the whole team. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you,
Stitches. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into Hearts and Stars podcast.
Thank you.
Check out these episodes on heartsandstars.com.
Love you for free.